provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Woohoo! Good afternoon!
Yay!
Welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio.
It's our birthday.
It is. Yeah, Angela's just saying it's our birthday.
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, we've been on air for
five weeks.
Which is absolutely brilliant. Just can't believe it.
I know, amazing.
Okay, well, my name's Sue.
Hi, Sue.
And today we've actually got a recording that we did with an interview with Elizabeth Ruggiese, and that's all about her BackFit clinic and Pilates, which we'll be doing very soon. But first of all, hello everybody.
Hello everybody.
Sun is out.
I'm still here, but I'm going to be a good girl this week, I promise.
You sure?
I promise, yeah.
Okay.
I'm on this side, but I'm on a lower chair than last week.
Well, so I wonder where you disappeared to.
I can't see you very well. Last week I was up in the air on my backup chair.
Wonderful backup chair.
Yes.
Pretended we were on a horse.
Oh, yeah. Hi, listeners. I'm Angela Breyer-Stevenson.
And
hello, listeners. Jan Mulligan here.
Yes, we're all here. Welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio Show on www.channelradio.co.uk.
Marvellous.
And breathe. Actually, talking about breathing.
Yes, I am doing it. I'm doing it right.
I'm watching.
Oh, no, that's another show.
Don't go there, please.
Sorry, Jan. She's giving me the looks already.
Well, really?
Gone bright red.
I can't see her. I've got a screen in front of me.
That's why you're sitting over there. I know.
What we thought we'd do, or what I thought would be a really good idea, is to start the show, is to do a 5-minute meditation. It's all about learning to breathe.
So you're going to guide us through it, yeah?
No, I'm just going to go completely quiet and just imagine that everybody is doing it.
Okay. No, headache starting.
Yeah, headache starting.
Jan, it's okay. Yeah. I'm just picking Jan up off the floor. She's just getting back in the chair. Jan, it's okay. Breathe.
We'll take you for it. I think it's a really good thing to do, especially at the start of the day. It helps you to, basically feel relaxed. I tend to do mine early in the morning, just as I've got up, because it's the time when you're relaxed. And it's a good time to just switch off.
I'm moving my chair.
And seeing how you're sitting.
Yes.
Sitting
posture.
Upright. Yeah, posture.
Posture eye. That's our word for the day, posture eyes.
It certainly is. Yeah. It's a really good idea just to kind of switch off, and it's learning to breathe, because many of us don't really breathe very, very well, which is not very good for our bodies anyway. And our bodies tend to celebrate when we suddenly start breathing again and there's oxygen coming through. And so I'm going to take you through now a 5-minute meditation. So I'm just going to imagine you all out there sitting relaxed and your feet firmly on the ground. So you're totally, totally grounded. And if you are sitting in a chair, just make sure that your back is actually resting against the back of the seat, if you've got one of those. Okay, and just relax. And I just want you to close your eyes. Okay, and just relax. And what I want you to do is then I want you to take a deep breath. And when you're breathing in, I just want you to imagine breathing in all that stuff. All that stuff that can be really good for us, all that oxygen getting into our bodies. So really breathe in on 3. Try and hold it on 4. And then breathe it out on 3. And as you're breathing out on three, that's basically what you're doing, is you're breathing out all the stuff, any worries, any anxiety, any stress that you happen to be going through, either today or over the weekend or last week, you're breathing it out. So it's really getting into a routine of just nice deep breath again, and then hold, and then breathe out. Don't rush it. It's not a good idea to rush it. We don't want you to not be breathing very, very well, and then you suddenly start turning blue, and yeah, we don't want any of that going on. I just want you to be able to feel your body starting to relax, which is really, really important. So really take a deep breath, and as you're taking a deep breath, you can really feel your stomach starting to expand. That's where it needs to come from. It needs to come from your diaphragm, not from your chest. So as you take a deep breath, your stomach then expands, hold it on four, and then breathe out on three. By doing that, you can then just feel your stomach then contracting, and it's all just nice and relaxed. But don't rush it. The idea is just take your time. So again, take a nice deep breath.
Can I ask, when you're saying on four and on three,
okay,
it's the pacing of the, could you take us through with a count?
Yes, I can do that as well. So if you take a deep breath and go one, two, three, hold on four, five, six, seven, and then breathe out. One, two, three. So breathe in, one, two, three, hold one, two, three, four, and then breathe out. One, two, three. And it's just getting yourself in a system of visualizing yourself as your stomach is expanding and then contracting, but also with your, actually you really need to listen to your breathing as well. It's really, really important, because what's happening then with this meditation, you're learning to breathe and you're actually starting to relax and not listen to what your mind is saying, because we call it the monkey mind, all that chatter that tends to come into our heads when we're meditating, especially when you're new, when you're starting to when you're starting out, is it's very hard to not think about something, and it's usually like, I've got some shopping to do at 4 o'clock at Tesco's, and just everything comes in. So the idea of the counting as well is, if you're concentrating on your breath and you're concentrating on your counting, you're not thinking about anything else.
And does it matter whether you breathe in through your nose or your mouth or vice versa?
I would prefer it if you're breathing in through your mouth, actually, because you can really have a nice deep breath, whereas it's not really coming from your diaphragm. It tends to come from your chest. So it needs to come through the mouth, and then you hold, and then it has to come back out of your mouth as well.
Okay.
I mean, some people might just breathe it through their nose. That's not so bad, but it's just getting that real...
It comes with practice
as
well.
It is complete practice. And the thing I do need to say is don't rush it.
Okay.
Don't worry. If you can't hold it on four, hold it on three. You know, till you get practiced. I mean, I hold my breath really a lot longer than most people, because I've been doing it for years.
Right.
But for newcomers, it's like, oh, I've got to hold my breath as well as breathing in. It's a difficult thing to do. So it's really just practice, but making sure, I always say that you do need to be sitting, and you do need to have your feet firmly on the ground, because you're sitting upright. So when you're breathing in, you're breathing in a much better way because you're upright. So it's really, really good. And obviously, when you're relaxing, just really feel your body. Really be aware of what your body's doing. Is it relaxing? Is the muscles relaxing? Or your feet? You know, the whole thing works so well with your body relaxing, your mind relaxing, and you're just chilled. And then you find you're focused.
I actually want to actually pick up my flute now and start playing, because it just takes me right back to my days of classical training as a flautist. You have to have your posture right so you can obviously hold the notes and actually give extra oomph to to a note if it needs to be louder or quieter. And so it's interesting that if you are hunched over like we are when we're sitting over desks, mm-hmm. you can't breathe properly. So we were saying, weren't we, about the chest breathing versus the diaphragmatical breathing. So it is important to sit up. And I think when you start to breathe, I find that first two, it's like, ah, oh, yes, the body's coming back. Yes. Back into that
mass. And it just relaxes and relaxes. I mean, the more you do it, you know. Yeah, I've had that. Some people relax so much they do go to sleep, but that's, you know, that's okay at the end of the day. But you know, if you're going to go off to work, it can be a bit awkward.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah. Oh, I fell asleep. That's why I say to people, the best time to meditate really is when you've just woken up, because that's when you're most relaxed. But don't do it in bed, because you're more unlikely to then think, oh, just lie down now, I'm feeling really relaxed, and go back to sleep. So you're best probably to do it on the, like, sit on the edge of the bed with your feet firmly on the ground, and then just start practicing it. And it is practice makes perfect, and you'll find that you're so focused and you don't feel tired anymore, and it's a really good thing to start with, you know, during the day, which is really good. Okay, I hope everybody's feeling relaxed after that. Everybody's breathing, that's what we like. Now, we're just going to go on to Elizabeth's Ruggiese's interview. So I'm just going to go on to that. And she's another lady who does a lot of meditation and understands about breathing. So enjoy her interview. Hello.
I was introduced to therapies by my mother. She's still a therapist at 72. And doing extremely well. And it's been a passion all my life. I've been doing therapy for 28 years. So I started hands-on at 15, so you can work out the numbers if you want to work out my age. And I have just gone through so many different therapies. It's an absolute passion for me. I specialise in posture and realigning the body.
I'm sitting properly. Everybody's just sat bolt upright, folks.
I think your posture, your health, your wellness, everything about your body comes from how you hold yourself, from your energy levels to how, when you meet people, everything in your life is all about your posture. And when we look at injuries and rehabilitation, again, it comes from posture. You know, shoulder problems, girdle problems, pelvis problems, back problems, everything comes from the way we posturise. And the most simplest things to change them. And you don't need to spend a fortune to learn how to rehabilitate yourself.
We like that. I like that word, Jan. Posture. Say it again.
Posturise. Like posturise yourself.
It's my new word for the week.
And I like the not spending too much money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wrong to spend money over and over again for nothing.
Absolutely. So here at the studio, we understand, we'll have a look at your website.
Yes.
So we'll direct people to that later on in the show. But from your website, you offer quite a lot of services.
I do.
So are there two or three that you feel you specialise in, or is everything on an equal par?
Definitely. I have spent my whole career trying to forward myself and learn more things and put things together that work. My passion is therapies. I do spinal touch as well, which is a very holistic, energising sort of treatment, but I'm much more into my sort of sports therapy, rehabilitation, corrective stuff, and then the Pilates. You know, to be able to do Pilates as a therapist is phenomenal. I started Pilates 6 years ago, personal trainer for 16 years, so it all sort of fits really, really well together. And with Pilates, you're retraining, re-educating the body, and really you can't start young enough with Pilates. So I'm qualified in children's fitness and stuff like that. So my whole aim is to go from young to, my last client today was 80, and to work range across the board.
Okay, so you've just raised something there that I was going to ask you a little bit later on, but you mentioned qualified.
Right.
So in terms of qualifications, there's always a big fear in the health field.
Absolutely.
That there are unqualified people
practicing
in charlatans. And then there are highly qualified people. So in terms of what you do, what qualifications are essential, and do you have to renew those at all?
Definitely. There's something in every industry, I think everyone listening will know, is called CPD.
Yeah.
And you have to have
that last week.
Right. Yeah.
So just what people do have is
career and professional development. So every industry should have a place where you go and you continually relearn or learn something new. And our industry certainly does hold it. I'm a Register of Exercise Professionals Level 4. which is one of the highest levels that you can get.
So one is bottom and four
yes.
is high.
Okay. Yeah, so a fitness instructor is two.
Right.
Just to sort of give you a par. So I'm a specialist level four in back rehabilitation. So back exercise and movement. And again, it's proven that exercise for the back, rather than laying in a bed or going for therapy, is actually one of the best forms of improving your problems and your pain.
And that's changed over time, isn't it? Because historically, yes. if you yeah. injured yourself, it was
go to bed.
Don't move.
Go and lay on the door. Absolutely. But now it is proven above osteopaths, chiropractors, everything, that exercise, the corrective modalities of exercise and strengthening the core muscles, which is, again, we bring in the Pilates, mm-hmm. Is the way to improve back pain.
Excellent.
Yeah. May I ask a question? Just yes. on that back issue, yeah. as Jan will know, a very personal and dear to my heart, and some of the listeners will know, if somebody's broken their back, do you work with them?
Right, that's interesting. When you say broken, do you mean fractured? Or do you yes. mean the disc's popped out? Or?
Fractured.
I mean, I would work with anyone. Because you have to take into account every single person. Is their spinal cord severed?
No.
No. Okay, so they've got movement of limbs and everything else. Mm. Perfect. You know, there's nobody you can't work with.
Fantastic.
Definitely. And I mean, when I was 20, I worked with the Paralympic team and ran away scared because I was only young and they wanted me to lecture in Solihull. But I've always worked on what we would class as dead limbs or non-working limbs because I believe you are a full being, a spiritual being, and we can revive
yes.
parts of the body that you would go, oh, it doesn't work, I'll just ignore it. So early in my career, I had the luck, really, to work with some fabulous people. Nothing's
great. Well, that's fantastic. I just love the way she talks about that word posturize. I want to get that in every day now. How's my posturization today?
Because posture is just one of those bogus words for people in the workplace. When you're in front of a computer, the first thing people think about is, oh, somebody's going to nag me about my posture.
Yeah.
But actually, as Elizabeth says, everything comes from how one holds oneself.
Absolutely.
And it's not about being ramrod straight.
No.
And sit up straight, like your mother used to say. It's about knowing your body.
You were earwigging, weren't you? I
was.
At the door. Yeah.
She took notes from my mother, so.
Do I look that old? And I have that era of motherhood.
I'm not saying.
Nobody's saying anything. We're all of an age.
Yes, we're all around that age.
Yeah, I also like the fact that when she mentioned about that everything you hold yourself is about, you know, about our posture, that yes, when we're at work, at situations, but also at home, when we think about how we sit down and watch the telly, how we might sit and read a book, how we are in bed. I mean, you talk to individuals as well about even the particular beds that they should be having.
Yes. Your well-being is your whole life.
Yeah.
You can't just put things in compartments and say, I've got a neck ache and it's coming from work. You've got to think about what you're doing outside of work, traveling, sleeping, eating, hobbies that you have. And all of that involves your posture in one shape or another.
Exactly. And also, Sue, we've got some overlaps, haven't we, with regards to the whole, it's also very important because it links into how our emotions and how we think and then how we act. So it's really, really core. Sorry about the pun, listeners, with Pilates and core. But it is so,
absolutely.
So important, and re-educating the mind and the body.
It's all about awareness of and aware of our bodies in posture, also, you know, how we, you know, our diets and everything. Mm. So it is definitely awareness.
Definitely.
And something that you don't kind of switch off from.
Yeah. I love it. Then she mentioned the old Paralympic teams. That's I'd like to be a fly on the wall with that.
Yes.
Hey, we've had a tweet in from the lovely Lisa at Telcare Limited. Hello, Lisa. She's just tuned in, she says, to our marvellous radio show. So welcome. Thank you for listening. And she made me giggle because she says she's just tuned in and dozed off. Now, I think that's a positive because then after
the
that she has put meditation. So Sue, I think it's worked.
I think you relax.
Lisa, wake up. I think she's at work, so she needs to get back on it. So
needs to be focused.
Or maybe she's having these power naps. We're going to be talking about those probably later on in the shows, these marvellous power naps that are useful. So, hey, Lisa, you're welcome. Free of charge on Who Cares Wins. We give these people some little cat nap.
Absolutely.
So, shall we wake people up now?
Yeah, shall we?
Shall we start singing?
We saw the sun at the weekend, didn't we?
Yes, the sun. So and it's still here.
So, we're going to put some music on and boogie.
Woohoo, sunshine.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Welcome back. Hello. Ooh, I hope you're all been boogieing on down there.
Sorry, I keep going, I love that music.
Okay, we go on to the next part of the interview where Elizabeth is talking about Pilates. Enjoy.
What is Pilates? Well, somebody's never heard of the word before.
And you hear it called lots of different things like pilates. Pilates is a phenomenal exercise regime that you don't just go and get fit, or some people look at exercise as if it was, you know, I'll just do that for 3 months. This is a lifelong thing, and it's a lifelong program to rebuild you. Joseph Pilates is the one who started it, and he started it for rehabilitation, dancers. He started in the war.
Is he American or UK?
Oh, I'm glad you're asking that. I might have been... I get so messed up. Yes, I know. He ended up in USA.
Okay.
And I can't remember where he came from now because I'm thinking of McKenzie's, which is another form of back exercises.
Right.
So, but Joseph Pilates was phenomenal, and he was a purist. So he wrote a book called Controlology, which is all about control. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully everybody that does anything with Joseph Pilates has read his book. Because he was a pioneer, he was phenomenal. And Pilates has evolved over the years from the very purist to being a little bit different. But it's all about rehabilitation, posturising, getting in control of your body, learning to use your body with separate muscles as well as collective muscles. So, you know, if you were doing a bicep curl in a gym, you would be thinking more biceps, but you'd have all your synergists as well. Pilates is very synergistic, muscles that work with
big
that.
Words.
So it's just really understanding your body, how to connect with different muscles, how to move, how to mobilise, how to build strength. Because very different to yoga, and yoga is fabulous too. That Pilates is all about strength and core strength and moving around a great posture.
Right. Okay. And other different varieties of Pilates. Can you do it with or without equipment?
Okay, there are many different varieties of Pilates.
We've got time.
And there are also different qualifications for Pilates. So in a general group Pilates, it would be mat Pilates, and then you would use small equipment Pilates.
Okay.
So I have various things from bands to what we call magic circles, big balls we use.
The exercise balls.
Yeah. Foam rollers, people who have heard of foam rollers that you lay on, you use for all different things. There is a variety of what we would call small equipment, and that really can mimic all the big equipment like the Cadillacs and the barrels. Yes, absolutely. It's a massive
piece. I can do Pilates in a mobile car. Cool. Cruising down the road.
What is a Cadillac? Bring Angela back in now. Yeah. What is a Cadillac?
What is a Cadillac?
A Cadillac is like it looks like a big bed. And it has lots of sort of trapeze wires, elastic and stuff like that. In fact, yes, it looks like a torture chamber. I can see by your face, you're like, oh my goodness. But it is, and you can do so many different exercises. But to be honest, there is only so much you can do with a body, a physical body, and the muscles only move in certain ways. And to be able to create tension, there isn't much you can't mimic with small equipment, I have to be honest. I do have the arcs now over
the
here.
The arc is what?
The grey thing. It's sort of a round barrel.
Okay.
And you can put yourself in different... And open up the spine. And not great for everybody, but we tend... I'm very private classes here. So you only have 5 at maximum to a class.
Right.
And I do a lot of one-to-ones. So, equipment's great, but I don't do the big equipment.
Okay. And are there any risks to Pilates? Are there people you would either advise not to do it, or are there things that you need to watch out for that people might strain themselves?
The only risk to Pilates is who your instructor is.
Right.
You can go to a big gym and go to a class of 20 people and learn some movement patterns. But you will not learn how to breathe, how to engage your core, how to lift your pelvic floor, because no instructor can teach 20 people in one room. But you can look good, but not actually get to where you want. So if you have, a lot of my clients all come from referrals from doctors or physios or for back injury. So that's where I'm from. So you start on a beginner level and then you build your way up. And I think that's important. And if somebody wanted to go to a big class, then they've done their beginner level. They understand what they need to do to go and then go to a bigger class. I do bigger classes, but not the size of gyms. Right. But yes, so I think your foundation course is very important. And you go to somebody who's well qualified and knows what they're doing.
And how long would that take, you say, sort of, if I had not done any type of form of exercise before and then something's happened with my back and my doctor has referred me along to you and I turn up in perhaps shorts and jeans and t-shirt or something,
yeah,
not knowing what to expect. Is there a certain stage and so many weeks I go through a program?
Yeah, well, I tend to have a foundation course for 6 weeks. If this is a one-to-one, you'll pick it up quicker.
Yes.
And some people, if they're not used to fitness and stuff, they're not very bodily aware. Mm. So they struggle a little bit. And in any Pilates classes, one-to-one or a small class, you know, there's a little light bulb and you have to wait for suddenly the breathing and the pull-up of the pelvic floor and everything to click in together. And that could take you 6 weeks, it could take you 12 weeks. It just depends how quick you are and how aware you are of your body.
And how long is an individual session?
An individual session with me is an hour.
An hour, okay.
So we go through what you do, and then there's always a warm-up, there's a main section, and then there's always a cool-down, which is basically, for me, is a lot of stretching. Every class I run is run that way, so you always do stretches. There's a lot of classes you go to, and you never stretch.
Sure.
You just go through your exercises, and off you go.
So you mentioned there that some of your clients come to you from being referred by the GP.
Yeah.
Is that part of the official GP referral scheme?
No, I wish it was. I am GP referral qualified.
Right.
And I am looking for GPs to be interested in what I have to offer.
Okay, listener, if you're a GP and listening in, you know who to call.
So Elizabeth Rugeasy at Backfit Clinic and Pilates in Glean.
Thank you, ladies. I have to say, it is very hard. You know, you get the GP qualification, but unfortunately, all GPs want their own physiotherapist. So the GPs down here, they have a physiotherapist running Pilates classes.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's any better, it doesn't mean it's any worse, but it means there's no route in, there's no feed out. But not everybody wants to go to one person, and people choose people.
Yes.
And I think that's what GPs should be more aware of, is, you know, having a vast array of people that they can promote to. Nobody's asking for money. In fact, I've done a lot of free work. I started up Free Fitness for All from 9 to 65 to give people somewhere they could go as a family.
Right.
So yeah, I'm all for people and not really for their little channels.
Okay. Any other questions on Pilates before we move on?
One other thing I want, you're mentioning about the, you only have a minute maximum of five people in your studio.
In this studio
here where we are.
Yeah.
And that, in my head, is saying that's surely a benefit for the individual.
Huge
because
benefit.
You are able to literally watch and see every single movement.
It's not only me watching. You see these mirrors?
These mirrors, yeah.
Massively. So I've got mirrors all along
them.
The floor. No, please do.
No.
My clients, when I first moved here, because I used to run 12 classes in village halls, and I used to run around a lot, and I still run around a lot. But to bring them here, they're all like, oh, mirrors, I'm not coming. But you know what? The biggest praise I get is when people walk in here, and after a couple of weeks, wow, I can't believe, because now I actually know I'm not doing it right because I can see it. So I touch and feel all the time. I'm always correcting people. I don't sit in the front or do it myself unless I need to demonstrate. So they get to see, feel and do it all themselves. I think it's awesome.
Fantastic.
What's the difference between Pilates and yoga?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. I've been asking that for years. I've asked a lot of people. A lot of yoga instructors say that Joseph Pilates took a lot of his work from yoga. And do you know what? There's nothing wrong with that either, because yoga's phenomenal. And I think yoga's very spiritual as well. And it's very holistic and it's very flexible. It's a very hold the pose, but really get into stretching. Whereas Pilates, on the other side of that, is very powerful. It's about strength. But it all starts in your centre, and there's no point in doing any exercise with anybody until they can feel their centre engaging, because that's how you protect your spine and switch on your core and your unit or your waistline.
Right.
Does that make sense? I don't know if that answered the question.
No, it has.
Thank you.
Yes. I remember one Pilates class years ago in London, and I remember the teacher saying that I have to imagine that I have a corset, Of course, that was quite interesting for some of the male members of our group. So do you have a mix between male and female?
I have mixed classes. I have men's classes and I have women's classes. I personally love teaching my men's classes because I can push them to the limit, because I love my sport, as we'll talk about later. I really like to hammer the exercises. But so I love the men's classes. And you were saying then, when you first start with me, I have four cards that I drew out myself. I had a lady, just a quick for instance, I had a lady the other day who came to me, and she went into a Pilates class of only six people, and she when they said pelvic floor, she said, "Oh, what's the pelvic floor?" Yeah. And they all laughed. Well, on a minute. You know, how many people do actually understand the pelvic floor? You might have heard the word, but do you understand it? So I actually sit with people and we go through what the pelvic floor is, what your core muscles are, what it looks like. I have a picture of a male's genitalia, if you like, because men don't know what their pelvic floor is generally, and I apologise if you do. But yeah, I like to explain the fundamentals, because how can you pull up something you can't see and imagine?
Again.
Guten Abend.
Ah.
Ich spreche Sie Deutsch now. Yeah?
Why?
Well, did you know that the originator of Pilates was actually Josef Pilots? Actually, that's how you pronounce it.
Ah.
It's Pilots. And he comes from Germany. And it was back in 1912. He actually came over to England and he was working with doing self-defence instructing for the detective in Scotland Yard.
Ah.
And also in his forced internment when he was over here in World War One, he devised, presumably, I don't know all the general history, but he devised floor exercises, which are now known as Pilates floor mat, as a standard phrase, a course name.
Okay.
And then from there, he started looking around the room to see what else he could utilise and started looking at bed springs and beer kegs to form resistance.
So with a very restricted availability, got himself some exercises.
So he's then developed it, and his ideology, I mean, he suffered with ill health as a child, apparently, and so with that, he really read up a lot about, and his ideal was from the Greek sort of mythology of man and the defined form, and so he went into bodybuilding and he was a gymnast, and he was, I think, something I read about him being a circus performer as well. So yeah, some very interesting things.
Yeah,
and he defined the word, which she did mention, didn't she, at contrology, which was this integration of body, mind and spirit, which is great because it links into our show. Mm-hmm. So well done, Josef. Thank you for getting in there first. And so, yes, very much. So
Elizabeth
wrote a book
mentioned
about it.
Yeah, the book.
That's right. Yeah. I've got it here. Return to Life Through Contrology. So if you're interested in knowing more, go and have a look online for that.
Okay, I think we've got time now to go back to the beautiful studio with
fair.
Elizabeth. And really she's nice. Going to describe it to
all
us.
Those mirrors.
We're coming today from Backfit Clinic and Pilates in Blean near Canterbury, and we're with Elizabeth Rugheasy.
Hello.
Back. So we've spoken a lot about your Pilates side of things, and we touched on the studio itself.
Yeah.
So just going to describe that for the listeners. We're in a cabin in Blean, the studio cabin, and the main treatment area, exercise area, is an L shape. The main workout space has, to the front of it, a wall of mirrors.
Not looking.
Everybody's now not looking. We've got our backs to the mirrors. To the sides, there are sort of foot and a half high mirrors going on the sides so that people can look at.
I'm going to have a lay down now then.
Yes, Angela's off.
It is for laying down. It's to the whole body, not their feet.
Right.
Love that.
Thank you for that. And I can see over in the corner, there's what I would perceive as a treatment table, such as you see at an osteo or a chiropractor or a physio. I know you're not any of those things, so tell us a bit more what you use the table for.
Well, that's my hydraulic couch, and it's probably my passion. Well, my biggest passion is over there. Basically, just work with people, whatever problems they've got. Generally physical, but everybody comes with emotional stuff. That's why you have physical problems. Mm-hmm. You know, the world on your shoulders, and you come in here with shoulder problems. And so I relate everything in and energy in that. But basic sports injury, sports massage, right. People who are doing training for big events, marathons, stuff like that, to make sure nothing goes wrong. I think preventative is very much better than curative. But again, most people only come to you these days, especially if money's tight, when they actually got a problem.
Sure.
So again, my therapy, when the first time you visit me, would be for an hour and a half, so 90 minutes.
Right.
We'd sit down and we'd discuss, as go through your paperwork, discuss what's wrong. And then, unfortunately for the person, I strip you off. Either to your knickers and bra in front of these mirrors. or to your underpants. And literally, if you can see what's wrong with your body, you can change it.
Right.
But if you cannot see it and you wear gowns and stuff to be treated, you cannot correct it yourself. And I'm all about empowering my clients. So I don't see people for very long or very often. So I like to sort of get people sorted and get them out there. And I'm there 24/7 on the telephone. But so you're standing there, absolutely bare you, and then we'll go through everything. I'll observe you first and then I'll make you observe you. You tell me what you see and then I'll point out what you've missed. And you'll be like, nobody's ever told me that before. And it's quite shocking. But when you've got that picture, you then know how to work with it.
Right.
You know, if you're suffering with shoulder impingement syndromes, but you've got rounded shoulders from either depression or gravity or life or big busts. I mean, all of these things contribute. But when you understand why the first thing has happened with your shoulder impingement,
right.
You can start to correct it without going to therapist after therapist after therapist.
Yeah.
Looking to pay a fortune of money when actually we can correct it very quickly.
Excellent.
Now, with my disability hat on there, I just want to jump onto something you said, that obviously you have the mirrors and you show people what they look like.
Yes.
How would that work with somebody who has poor sight?
Interesting. Okay, well, I would be much more, you can hear that, I talk quite a lot. I talk fast and I talk a lot. And, I mean, I've worked with people with sight problems. I've worked with people with hearing problems, all sorts of different people. In 28 right. years, you, there's not a lot you can miss.
Sure.
And you work with tools.
Right.
I work with young children.
Mm-hmm.
And for a child, so well, I can see that in the mirror, but they won't understand. So then you have to... So I come from a dyslexic background. So I have many, many skills in which to help somebody change what's happening.
Excellent.
So, yeah, good question. I like that.
And in terms of sports therapy, how would it differ from mainstream massage or other treatments, would you say?
Mainstream massage or other treatments? Well, I suppose what I would probably say, I used to say this, I don't know if I should. I used to teach for a big training company called Premier Training International.
Yeah.
And I used to teach personal trainers, but mainly therapists. So people like bankers and nurses and anyone to become a sports therapist. And I only did it 6 years because I wanted to get back to my industry. I missed it terribly. But when you put personal training and therapy together, you understand anatomy, physiology and movement so much better.
Right.
And what I used to say was you should never have a therapist who's not a personal trainer. And you should never have a personal trainer who's not a therapist. Because both so interrelate to how somebody lives their life.
Right.
So a bit bigoted. They shouldn't really say things like that, but that's how I felt.
But that's something that would help the listeners if they're trying to look for a practitioner.
Somebody who's well-rounded.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is something that we're all very keen on.
Absolutely, you're looking at the whole person. And
we said about the energy as well. So absolutely everything. Attitude, energy, posture, fitness, everything. Nutrition.
Huge.
And then you mentioned you treat people for either injury but also preparation. And you mentioned the marathon, and I'm aware that you've run marathon yourself in the past.
I've twice in the marathon, but I've got some things coming up that I'm actually going to mention when you're ready.
Yes, we're going to have
exciting.
As regular listeners will know, we have an events section coming up towards the end of the show, and Elizabeth is taking part in endless fundraising, money-making schemes for charities that are passionate to her, that she's passionate about even. So we'll have a chat about those in a moment.
Lovely.
But before we move on, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about either your studio or the services that we haven't touched on so far that you think might entice people to come along or pique their interest in something they didn't know about?
It all comes down to the same thing. If you're not feeling happy in your body, for whatever reason, it's not moving properly, or it's, you know, you've got a niggle. Typical everybody goes, oh, you know, it'll go away. Don't leave it to go away. You know, there's always something we can do, and you don't have to have, you know, once you're a client of mine, you don't have to have a whole treatment. You can come for something specific, or you can have advice. So don't be shy to sort of phone up and say, is this something you deal with, or can you help me with this? I don't charge to speak to people.
Excellent.
And one thing just I picked up, you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to just say it immediately. You said that you're available 24/7.
Really? Well, it's almost, my day starts at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I start with an hour of spiritual meditation.
Good.
And journaling, you know, when you write down in a journal.
And then my boxes.
And then I do an hour of personal training. So I, obviously for these events, I'm training quite hard physically. Mm-hmm. And I believe that everybody should train for half an hour a day. I really do. It gives you the energy, the kick in life. And you want to give back to society when you feel good. And that's the only way.
You might have the SAS coming in, actually, for some training. Landing out.
Quite possibly. In fact, you say SAS. Yes, it's the Navy SEALs that are absolutely all about their running. And that's how, you know, for your cardiovascular fitness. Awesome. So anyone can afford a pair of trainers. Get out there and have some fun. Energy from the universe.
And so what's your typical day? When does it finish? So 5 a.m. start?
A typical day today. Let's take Monday. All right. So we are 5 o'clock start. So an hour of myself. And then another hour of myself because it's fitness and everything. I'm a single mum, so I have two children. So that will take us to 7 o'clock. Wake them up. They'll get up, have breakfast, which is Herbalife, if you've ever heard of it. So
oh,
we
yes.
shake.
Yeah.
I believe in healthy shakes and stuff like that. And then it's a bit of family time. And then classes start at 9 o'clock here. And I might be doing, you know, a couple of classes here, then I'll go and help somebody with nutrition. So today I am straight off to sort of St Nicholas or Birchington. And then another way person, and then a couple of clients, and then another couple of classes. So I'll finish at 8 o'clock tonight.
That's a full day.
But it's a great day.
Well, thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you.
So if somebody's been interested in what you've got to say, how's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Definitely on my mobile. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you email me, I might not pick it up for a few days. Yeah, I'm busy. But yes, if you want to text or phone me, my number is 07748988851.
And one more time.
That's 07748988851.
She's better at bingo than I am. Elizabeth's number will be on the website and Facebook and all of our other contact medias after the show. Also, your website, which is www.backfit, that's all one word, backfit.co.uk.
Yes.
So if you want to have a look at Elizabeth's services before making contact, then the website's there for you.
Hello.
Hello.
I think it's time for some more music.
Yeah.
And this next piece is dedicated for all those marathon runners out there. Woo! Over the weekend. So just relax and enjoy.
Relax.
Yes, well, relax. Before the marathon.
Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we deaf. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Come on, baby. Do get shut like Flavin' Chuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be. B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Live and direct, rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in it, do they think? Pump it louder, come on, don't stop. And keep me going, do it. Let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
Pump it louder, pump it louder, pump it louder. Channel Radio.
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that music. It was all bopping in the studio.
I've just run a marathon.
But now for our event section, it goes straight to Elizabeth. So I hope you enjoy.
Across 2013 and into 14, this was I'm saying you're raising money for Demelza Hospice Care for Children.
I certainly am. I've set quite a high task for myself. I'm looking to raise £4,000, but I think it's not a high task when people hear what I'm up to.
Okay.
The reason I chose Demelza is I need to get through these events, and it's pretty... Well, it's close to my heart now. I went and visited them on Friday to find out more about Demelza and what they do, and they are absolutely phenomenal. It really does touch your heart, and everybody's totally involved in that family environment.
And just remind the listeners, for those that may not know Demelza or have not come across it, so what do Demelza, what's their charity, what do they do?
Demelza are a children's hospice that specialise in very sick children, or even children that are not going to continue, you know, to their final end. And the amazing thing is, and what they've built in just 15 years, and I just can't wait to see what they can do in the next 15 years, they have family quarters, so families can go and stay with their children and look after them. They have aqua facilities now, so that most children in that situation have never even been in water. It's just, the facilities are phenomenal, the care is phenomenal, and I have two healthy children, and that's why I chose Demelza, because I want to give back. And I think it's fantastic.
And whereabouts is Demelza based?
This one, because I think they've got three bases, but there's one closer to London, and this Sittingbourne is where I went.
Right, so Sittingbourne, Kent.
Very easy to find.
Okay. So tell us about this year you have. This.
Okay, well, last year I was plagued with injuries, so I needed to focus myself to really come back. And so in April... at the most I've ridden on a bicycle so far is 12 miles this
right.
year. I'm doing a 65-mile ride with the Kent Messenger Group charity ride. That's April. So in May, I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm doing the Edinburgh-London Marathon.
Wow.
No, the Edinburgh Marathon.
That's a long way.
That would be a big one. Sorry, folks. It is the Edinburgh Marathon. And then in June, I'm doing the London to Brighton cycle.
Right.
In July, I'm in the Virgin Active Triathlon, which is in the Thames, which would be quite dirty, I should think.
So that's the swim, the cycle, and then the run?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is quite exciting. I've done one before, and then going to finish the year off with a massive, it's only a week after the triathlon, I got into the Ride London 100. I didn't know if I would, I did, and it's a race on the Bradley Wiggins site from the Olympics. So, Box Hill, here we come. So yeah, it's
been there on my motorbike, but not pushbike.
Oh god, well I haven't even seen it, so I'm quite. A lot of people have told me I'm going to probably struggle.
You just need to watch Bradley Wiggins in the Olympics. Watch the video.
Yeah,
piece of cake.
Yeah. But so that's April, May, June, July, August. That's five events this year, and then culminating with the Demelza 101. There's only 50 booked on so far. We're looking for more riders.
So
there's 100 riders to raise 100,000. So if you're looking to join an event, please get in touch with Demelza and join this event. It's phenomenal. It's a cycle from Sittingbourne to Paris next April 2014.
Excellent.
Ooh, I might chat with you later.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth's got a tough and exciting year ahead of her.
Yeah.
So if you can help listeners, it's Demelza Hospice Care for Children. Elizabeth has a Just Giving website set up.
I do.
She does have a very long name. So
I do.
Don't worry if you don't get all this first time round.
We'll try. But it's justgiving.com, which everybody's familiar with, and then there's the /, and it's a capital E with Elizabeth, and then there's no gap with a capital R for rug, which is R-U-G-G, and then there's a hyphen with a capital E for easy, but it's spelled E-A-S-E-Y.
So that's Elizabeth Rug Easy. And as I say, quite a long web address there. So Elizabeth's going to make sure that information is available on her own website, the Backfit website, in due course. And on behalf of Who Cares Wins Radio, we'll make sure that that's publicised on Facebook and our other sources.
Thank you.
And we
and would you keep us posted?
Yeah, we'd love to.
You can send us tweets as you go.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, definitely. How each event goes.
We've taken a photograph of Elizabeth and her Demelza t-shirt today, so we'll make sure that goes up on Facebook for everybody to look at. And please do get in touch with either us or Elizabeth if you want to sponsor her.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Great having you. And do perhaps Elizabeth could come back next April, so after all those wonderful events, perhaps come back and tell us how it all went and how you also utilised all your wonderful therapies to keep yourself fit and strong.
Absolutely.
So fantastic. Well
thank
done.
You.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Hi. This is time now to say goodbye.
Oh, boo.
Well, our next show, we've got a guest called Wendy Watson. She's doing reflexology. So I hope you all have a lovely week and take care. And
bye.
I say bye from Sue.
Happy week.
Channel Radio.